Okay, yesterday on this program, we heard how the Communist Party in China is using tens of millions of surveillance cameras to monitor the country and spy on some citizens. Today, we hear about how some Chinese are spying on each other. We meet a man who got a unique view of China after spending a year sweeping homes and offices for secret listening devices and cameras. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Ji Hong is a former journalist from East China's Shandong province. He began doing counter-surveillance work on the side a couple of years ago. It started with a friend, a local official, whose wife suspected he was having an affair. Ji's buddy couldn't figure out how his wife knew details of his private conversations.
His wife knew things that he said in his car and his office, including conversations over the telephone. Sometimes when they quarreled, his wife would bring up some of these things.
So Ji asked another friend who owned bug detecting equipment to help.
This friend discovered a listening device under the official's car seat. In his office, he discovered a tiny hidden camera on the bookshelf. We were both shocked. It dawned on us, in recent years, this sort of thing was happening a lot in China.
Ji bought some bug detecting equipment himself, and over the next year, he says, he helped more than 100 friends find more than 300 surveillance devices. Bugs are illegal in China, but easy to buy. You can find bugs hidden in pens, buttons, eyeglasses, USB drives, and power strips. Ji found surveillance cameras planted in some pretty personal places.
They generally aim at people's beds and where they shower. They want to know your secrets, your private life.
Adultery is rampant in urban China. Ji said many people were bugged by suspicious wives or mistresses. In other cases, though, he said government officials spied on each other. Ji said when officials realized they were under surveillance, they panicked, fearing colleagues had captured them taking payoffs.
People had heart attacks. They were extremely scared, frightened, sweating all over with panicky looks on their faces. They were speechless.
Lu Su, an official in Ji's home province of Shandong, may have had the same reaction this month. A hidden camera video surfaced on China's internet showing Lu at his desk. He appears to take a gift card, a common form for bribes here, from a visitor. No problem. I will certainly provide good service, Lu says. Lu has since been suspended from his job. And spying isn't just a threat to low-level officials. Last year, the New York Times reported that one reason former Politburo member Bo Xilai was taken into custody was because he wiretapped Hu Jintao, chairman of the Communist Party. Ji Hong says Chinese officials spy on each other because there's so little trust and so much to be gained politically and financially. He says sometimes they spy because they want a piece of the action.
You may get some illegal benefits. I want them too. But you don't want to share with me. When I find out your vulnerability, I will subtly suggest problems you have, and you will panic. A very good option is for you to share some of the benefits, and we become the same.
Ji says distrust is so deep, he's seen officials hug each other when greeting.
This is not Chinese etiquette, but why did Chinese officials import it? The reality is they use the legitimate hugging and intimacy to pat down each other to check to see if the other person is carrying a listening device.
Ji and I met in the back room of a restaurant. He's a big guy, well over 6 feet, with a lazy eye. Ji showed me some of his equipment. He unwrapped a machine about the size of an iPad, but much thicker.
Okay, so he's taking out a really cool device out of a plastic case, and it's called a wireless camera hunter.
It has a video monitor and three antennae to detect wireless signals. It costs nearly $1,600.
If this room were installed with bugs and they were working, then images they took would appear on this screen and we would see them clearly. This is scanning various frequencies.
After talking to Mr. Ji, I came down to this electronics market in Shanghai, and I picked up a detector that should be able to find hidden bugs as well as hidden cameras. It costs just about $35, and now I'm going to try it out.
Okay, so I'm in the office of some people I know who are concerned about cameras, and they are concerned about listening devices, and I'm going to go hunting.
I turn off the office equipment and turn on the device, which buzzes when it picks up wireless signals emitted by bugs.
It's a fax machine. It's a telephone. Let's go over here. No, that fax machine is clean. Another telephone in another office is clearly, you can hear it yourself, it's clearly bugged.
Distrust is a growth market in China, and it's made Wei Wenjun a busy man. Wei has worked as a detective in Shanghai for 2 decades. I met him at a tea house. He wore a black cap, black leather jacket, and spoke through nicotine-stained teeth. Of his some 2,000 cases, Wei says 80% focused on infidelity. His nickname? The mistress.
Killer.
Recently, the government's been cracking down on detectives, enforcing a new law against illegally obtaining personal information. Scores of detectives have been arrested. Officials say they're trying to protect citizens' privacy. Wei says they're also trying to protect themselves.
Our profession is seen as a serious concern by China's high-level officials. Mistresses are what corrupt officials are most afraid of. That's the weakest link in their defense system.
Wei says the volume of surveillance, infidelity, and distrust are a sign of the times. He sees it as a natural result of the country's rush into capitalism, with no moral framework to guide its people.
The Chinese lost their belief system. The Chinese completely lost their souls.
Qihong, the bug detector, feels much the same way. After a year helping people find surveillance devices, Qi quit. He found the process and its implications depressing. I felt very stressed and in pain, he said. I'd seen so many strange phenomena and illegal things. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.
You wouldn't need a secret camera to notice how bad the pollution is in many parts of China. In major cities like Beijing, visibility can be so bad residents can see only a couple of hundred yards ahead. That smog has sent a record number of people to hospitals. It's forced airlines to cancel flights and highways to close.
And China's government has warned people to stay inside, even as it has downplayed the problem, insisting it's just fog. Now, a high-level official admits something needs to be done. The premier, Wen Jiabao, is calling for certain and effective steps to cut pollution, which suggests that pollution is now seen as not just a public health issue, but a political problem as well.
Yesterday, a prominent anti-pollution activist conducted a poll on one of China's popular social media sites. Within hours, tens of thousands had weighed in support of a national air quality law. One blogger chimed in that anyone who doesn't want an air quality law is either a major polluter or a creature that doesn't breathe.